Our scripture this morning comes from Acts chapter 4, verses 23 through 31. This scripture is a little bit interesting to understand, but this is a prayer of the early church as they're trying to understand what they're called to do as Christians as they receive persecution from those around them. After they were released, they went to their friends and reported what the chief priests and elders had said to them. And when they heard it, they raised their voices together to God and said, "Sovereign Lord, who made the heaven and the earth, the sea and everything in them, it is you who said by the Holy Spirit through our ancestor David, your servant, 'Why did the Gentiles rage and the peoples imagine vain things? The king of the earth took their stand and the rulers have gathered together against the Lord and against his Messiah.' For in this city, in fact, both Herod and Pontius Pilate with the Gentiles and the people of Israel gathered together against your holy servant Jesus, whom you anointed, to do whatever your hand and your plan had predestined to take place. And now, Lord, look at their threats and grant to your servants to speak your word with all boldness, while you stretch out your hand to heal and signs and wonders are performed through the name of your holy servant Jesus." When they had prayed, the place in which they were gathered together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God with boldness. This is the living word of God for all people. Thanks be to God. Growing up, my dog Alex taught me about prayer. Alex was a miniature schnauzer and was a very good dog. See? I didn't need that anyway. Alex would listen when he was called. He didn't usually get into things like the trash or didn't eat shoes or anything. He did well with all of us kids growing up. He put up with a wide range of craziness. My brother's 5 years older. I was the youngest. My dog Alex was 1 year old when I was born. So he dealt with a lot of energy and even transitioned as he got older from having the run of the house to the crate, and he transitioned well. He transitioned from being able to go up and down the stairs and go wherever he liked and sleep at the top of the stairs to sleeping in a crate, and he still remained a very happy pup in all of those times. There's something profound about a dog's happiness that reminds us that in the exact moment that we are in, we too can live with great joy. Do you believe that? Sometimes we get bogged down by all the things that are going on, but sometimes when I look at my dog Lacey, I see joy, and I think, yeah, sometimes it's good to be joyful. That being said, there were two times in particular in my time growing up that I remember being inspired by Alex, being inspired to prayer. The first was the time when he got up on the table when we were all out swimming and ate the entire lasagna that my mom had prepared. And I prayed two things. One, that he wouldn't be sick and he would survive eating the whole lasagna. And can you guess what I prayed my second part? That if he survived, that my parents wouldn't kill him. Yeah. It was a day or so later, but the prayer succeeded. He was okay. My parents got over it. My mom especially, who is my mom cooks a select number of meals, and lasagna was one of them, so it was a pretty egregious act. But they forgived Alex. The second time that inspired me to pray was on a summer day similar to this, where I tore out of the backyard to go to my friend's Eric's house all the way down the block. And as I'm strolling down the block, getting as far as I can, I realized that I had left the gate wide open with Alex in the backyard. And so I immediately turned around and sprinted back to my house as fast as I could. But while I was running, I was thinking, "Dear Lord, please keep Alex in the backyard for Alex's sake and also for my sake. Because if Alex gets out, one person will be in trouble, and that will be me." And so I ran back home, and I got to the threshold of the gate, and there was Alex standing at the line of the gate, staring out into the open world. And I thought, "Thank you, God." He never crossed that line, and I was able to close the gate. And I didn't really tell my parents that happened. Alex, like so many of our pets, was so deeply loved by my family, especially by my siblings and me. And even to this day, I can think of some of the most important and beautiful moments that I shared with Alex, our dog, even 18 years after Alex has not been with us. Because pets are like family. And so when we think about praying and blessing our pets, some people may say, why would you pray for an animal? Why would you pray for a dog? Because we pray for our family. We pray also for our pets, we pray for our owners, and we pray that God would continue to care for all of creation. When I think about prayer, there's so many examples in the Bible that teach us about prayer. And within the Bible, we hear about prayer as a dialogue between God and many of our most cherished heroes of the Bible. I think of those we hear in our call stories for David and Jeremiah. Doubt that they express to God, and yet God says, "You are not alone. Do not be afraid. I am with you." I think of Christ who teaches us through prayer as he taught. Every Sunday we say, we'll share the prayer that Christ taught his disciples, and we say the Lord's Prayer. In this prayer, if we break it down, we see an example of how we are also to pray. We have a praise to God. We have a petition calling for what we need. We have an acknowledgement that God's plan may not be exactly what we have in mind. And then we end again asking God to lift up where we fail. And then we praise and thank God. We also have written prayers in the Bible, whether it's Ruth to Naomi. We have a prayer in our Psalms that often call out to God in times of trial and yet continually reclaim that confidence in God throughout. Prayer is dialogue. And that's why I can get behind our theme this week. We've been doing this theme called Bumper Sticker Christian, and this week we're talking about God Answers Kneemail. Yes, super cheesy. If you've been with us through the summer, you understand that essentially, the purpose of this series is to name that we may see theology out in the world in something like a bumper sticker, and some of it we can claim, and some of it we say, that's close, but that's not exactly it. But to me, God Answers Kneemail actually gets pretty close to a truth, and that the argument is that when we talk to God, God listens and answers and responds. So when we engage with God, God engages us. To me, prayer is essential because it grounds us in the reality that we are not alone. It reminds us that we are not the only ones in the world who choose the way that things should be. And also, hopefully, it reminds us that because we are not left alone in the world, and that it's not only us that's choosing how things should be, that God is with us, moving us along. Prayer is also a call to faith, a relationship with God, saying that we trust God and we'll be open to what God will have us do in our lives. We remember that if prayer is dialogue, prayer is also listening to God. We are called also not only to petition, but also to be open to what God can do in our lives through prayer. And so we also turn to our scripture this morning that reminds us of what it is to be called by God in a particular direction, to hear what God wants us to do. We find in our scripture, this is in Acts, so this is the early church trying to find their way. And the whole text of Acts is this early Christian body just as they're beginning to grow and trying to understand what it means to be in community together. They're trying to understand what to do with people of different backgrounds who've been brought together by a new leader in Christ. And so they're talking about the leaders of the church of Israel and how maybe they're differing from them. And then also in the scripture, it talks about the tension in the ranks, the tension beyond them that they couldn't fully understand as they encounter Rome. And so it names those who persecuted Christ himself in our scripture. But it states that they were praying for something that they didn't necessarily know how to understand by themselves. They were praying for boldness. They were praying for boldness, even the eye of their persecutors. They were praying to God to be moved by faith to go out and proclaim Christ. One commentary One commentary that I read essentially said that this scripture is about the vocation of those early believers who were trying to be prophetic, to stand in the midst of the tension that was around them, and to share Christ. And so we too must pray for that boldness. And so if I were to change God Answers Nemail just a little bit, what I would say is that we are called to believe, we are called to pray, but we are also called to act. So we must believe, pray, and act, even in the face of that which says we are not valid. And so we are called in faith to have confidence in God. We are called in faith to be in dialogue with God, but also, that's not the end of the conversation. We have to listen to what God is doing in our life to motivate us to be out in the world doing something amazing, something Christ-centered for our world. So we cannot only pray, but we have to be moved by prayer to act. God blesses us all. God cares for us all. And you can see that in the makeup of the world, in the beauty of worship, we are reminded of the power of a creating God, the one who's created each and every creature, the one who sustains us through rain or sunshine, the one that grows us in the warmth of the sun, the one that has made infinite complexities of an ecosystem in which all of us relate to one another in a complicated yet synchronized way. When I just think about that for a moment, I know about the power of God. God calls us also to act on behalf of creation. God calls us to care for all of creation. In the Bible, we see the call of God for us to care for creation. And in the synchronicity of all things, we can see our place to be a force for good for all things. Whether it's for our little friends that we bring along today, we are called to be good to them. We are called to care for them. And so today, as we pray for our animals, we're reminded that God loves all creation. So God loves our pets. God loves all the animals. But also we're reminded by their love for us that that's a reflection of who God is in our life as well. And God loves us. We are also called to live in a way that treats all of creation with love. That means even when we may disagree with others, even when we may see others differently than us, we are called always to live in love. We are called to be motivated, moved by the Holy Spirit to live in a way that cares for all people. Many of us treat our animals like family. This is why we pray for them today. We pray for our family. But the truth is, even beyond our own family, even beyond our pets, we are one in creation. And so when we pray, we're not only called to pray for ourselves, but we pray for our family, God's family, which is all people. If we're going to take our scripture seriously, we are called to pray and to be motivated to boldness. We are called to believe and pray and act. It's not that God does not answer our prayers. We are called in dialogue and God answers our prayers, but also if we only believe that we're praying to get an answer to what we want, then we've missed the point of prayer. Prayer is two-way. It is mutual. So when we pray to be bold, we pray to have the courage to move to action. If we feel like we're inhibited from sharing the love of God with others, then the prayer that we should have on our hearts is for boldness, to share the same grace and love that God has given to all of us. What would it look like, we hear in our scripture this morning, of them praying and finishing the prayer, and the earth is shaking and the Holy Spirit is moving within them and moving them to boldness? What would we do? What would we even do if that happened in this place? If we began to pray and the whole earth began to shake and the Holy Spirit descended on us, the power of the Holy Spirit, three in one, moved to us, probably some of us would be shaking too. I don't know what that was. But the Holy Spirit moves. We just have to be open to the way that it moves in our lives. So the question is, what are we praying for? To me, we're praying for the confidence of God to move in our lives so that we know in each moment, even when it's hard, that we can share love. We pray for sustaining love that will keep us through all of the things that life has to offer. There are times that we have difficulties. And so we pray for love of God to keep us through. We pray to follow God rightly. We pray for the way that God can motivate us to live and act in the right way in each moment. And we pray for the boldness to love others in all circumstances and to remember that nobody is separated from the love of God. And so we too should not be separating people based on our belief or our divisions. We are called to love. And lastly, what we pray for in all times is discernment. We pray to do right and to walk humbly with God. And so we're open to the way that God can work in our life. We are called as Christians, even when we don't fully understand all that's going on in our lives, we are called to believe, to pray, and to act. And so I encourage you this week to think about what it is in your life that you need to be in prayer for. Maybe it is something that you're struggling with. Maybe it is someone in your life that needs to know the love of God. But whatever it is, I encourage you this week to examine your life in prayer and to ask, am I in dialogue with God? Will you bow your heads and pray with me? Eternal God, you've given us all the tools that we need to live in this world with love. God, you've given us all the tools we need to know that we are not alone, but you are with us. And so send us out into this world with a holy boldness that in each and every moment we can try to do the right thing to honor you, but also to extend grace and love to all of your creation. And God, just as we learn from the littlest ones among us, just as we learn from our pets, God, give us an attitude of love in all things. Give us the power to live in the moment of joy in our own lives and to share that same love and joy for others. In your holy name we pray. Amen.